New York Governor Andrew Cuomo made the case for a progressive policy agenda in his third annual State of the State.
While education and economic opportunity are the engine, there is more to New York. There is a social compact because we are a community based on progressive principles, and we must remain that progressive capital of the nation.
The speech was pivoting away from issues that have dominated previous State of the State addresses, like fiscal prudence and cutting taxes. While Cuomo touched on those issues, he spent most of the 78-minute address on issues raising the minimum wage, radically reforming campaign finance laws, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and enacting gun control. WNYC's Anna Sale attended the speech at the State Convention Center in Albany. She joins us now. Good morning, Anna.
Hi, Superior.
Yeah, we knew the governor was going to address gun laws and rebuilding after Sandy, but tell us how the room reacted to some of his other proposals.
Well, the crowd was most resounding when he made his pitch for those progressive elements of his agenda, specifically when he rolled out his 10-point proposals for what he's calling a Women's Equality Act. It would include everything from pay equity to human trafficking protections to the Reproductive Health Act, which is a bill that women's groups have been trying to pass for years, which would codify abortion rights under state law. And as Governor Cuomo made this pitch, he was forceful in his delivery. Take a listen.
Protect a woman's freedom of choice. Enact the Reproductive Health Act. Because it's her body, it's her choice.
So what accounts for the big reaction we just heard there? It's not like New York has a bad record on women's issues. So why is there so much energy around it?
I think that the audience was a bit surprised by Governor Cuomo making this such a prominent part of his speech. I mean, there was a video introduction to this section, and he was very forceful. It was the first standing ovation of this speech. And I was talking to abortion rights advocates before the speech, and they were just hoping that Governor Cuomo would mention the Reproductive Health Act again, as he did in the speech last year, although it didn't pass. So then when it was rolled into this much bigger agenda, the progressives in the room just leapt to their feet.
Okay, so let's move on to storm rebuilding now. We've heard a lot from Cuomo already. What new details, if any, emerged in this speech?
Well, we heard again about how he wants to harden infrastructure and require utilities to make improvements and better emergency plans. He also talked about what he wants to see in coastal communities to help them rebuild. He talked about a new grant program to help people build back smarter, perhaps on built in areas where it doesn't make sense to just build it back on the ground. And he also talked about a buyback program where people might not want to build again because they don't feel like it's a good property anymore, given that changes in weather. And he talked about changes in weather and climate change, and he offered a proposal to lower the regional caps for carbon emissions. Take a listen.
It's inarguable that the sea is warmer and that there is a changing weather pattern. And the time to act is now. We must lower the regional greenhouse gas emission cap.
So this raises the question, where is this all going? How's it looking on all this getting action, climate change, gun control, women's rights, marijuana arrests, raising the minimum wage? There's a lot on his list.
There's a lot on this list, and a lot of it was on the list last year, raising minimum wage, decriminalizing marijuana. They're holdovers from last session that didn't pass. But what you're seeing again is Cuomo's change in emphasis and making this a bigger part of the agenda that he's pushing up front. But what's different this year than last year is there's new leadership in the state Senate. It used to be Republican controlled, but now it's controlled by a joint coalition of Republicans and breakaway Democrats. And so they are joint co-leaders. There's a Republican and an independent Democrat. And that independent Democrat is a strong booster for Cuomo's agenda. I talked to him yesterday, independent Democratic leader Jeff Klein, and he had only praise for the governor's speech. So it's a pretty different political environment than last year as far as Cuomo's ability to kind of make deals with the leadership.
And just very briefly, Anna, Cuomo is already super popular if you look at the polls. I mean, who's he reaching out to with this speech? National Democrats?
Well, certainly there was some talk, particularly about the women's agenda, that was something he may have been paying close attention to the 2012 election, because that, of course, became a big prominent issue for Barack Obama when he was running for re-election. And there was talk that he was positioning, that Governor Cuomo was positioning for the 2016 presidential election. Also, I think what you're seeing is this is nationally a changed political environment. Governor Cuomo, remember, came into office the same year that all the Tea Party Republicans were elected. Now we've had the 2012 election. Democrats picked up seats nationally. So I think you're also seeing Governor Cuomo embrace that progressive side of his agenda and push it harder.
All right. Thanks so much, Anna.
Thank you.
WNYC's Anna Sale.